Hi, I'm Aurora. Thank you for joining me in my fifth control series file. Today we're going to explore some long-term control. Some control that has to do with desperation, denial, needy, obedient boys. Today I'm going to bring you into trance and take away your ability to orgasm. It's my favorite thing. Don't worry, I'll give you a safe word that you can use if you really need to come. But before you use it, you should really ask yourself, do I really need to come? Or do I just want to come? Because orgasm feels so, so good. But it's over in a snap. And then you're just left with a mess. But when you edge and deny yourself, that pleasure, those intense, throbbing feelings, they just go on and on. The pleasure never has to end. Those feelings can just drift deeper into your body, deeper into your mind, making your mind foggy, hard to think, unless you really need to. Then I'll allow it. Those tendrils of desire wrapping around your thoughts, just plucking them out of your brain one by one, leaving your mind empty and open, ready to sink for me deep into trance. Very good. Now I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And the further I go along the numbers, the deeper your mind goes into trance. I'm going to put this post-hypnotic suggestion into your mind. So it has to go deep. 1. We take some steps down from your subconscious. 2. Deeper into trance. 3. It feels so good to be blank and empty. 4. Deeper into an obedient trance where you can't resist my words. 5. As deep as you can go down. That's so perfect. Good boy. As I told you at the beginning of this file, I'm going to take away your ability to orgasm. That's not exactly what I'm going to do. I mean, kind of. Maybe I'm a little bit tricky. This is my suggestion. Every time you find yourself getting close to orgasm, but just before you actually climax, you'll find your body doing everything that it can to stop. Your hands will let go. Your hips will stop shifting. You'll let go of your throbbing cock and just let it sit there. Needy, desperate, dripping, denied. Your body might think that you want to come. It builds up to that orgasm over and over again. But in your mind, you know that you want to be a good, obedient boy. You want to be a puppet, a plaything, a toy for me. And in order to be that toy, You need to be desperate to come. You need to be denied. You need to deny yourself. So every time you get close to coming, you'll find your body just stopping, letting go, holding still before you can reach over that edge, before you can start that delicious cascade that ends in cum dripping from your cock. Good boy. You're doing so well taking in my suggestion of denying yourself, of letting go of your cock just before you come, of making yourself into a desperate, needy toy in service to me. You're doing so well. Now I'm going to give you your safe word. If at any time you are unhappy or uncomfortable being a desperate, needy toy for me, and you need to release, you will say the words, "Release me." Your body and mind will respond as usual. When you get to the edge, you will be able to orgasm as usual. You will be released from your denial service to me until you listen to this file again, whenever that may be. Be careful though. Edging in denial is addictive. Now, I'm going to count from 5 to 1, and as I get closer to 1, you're going to get closer to consciousness. You're going to start to wake up. My suggestion of denying yourself will be strong. It'll be in effect as soon as you wake up. You'll be unable to come. 5. You're starting to become aware of your surroundings. 4, your mind is starting to drift up towards the surface. 3, you're starting to wake up a little bit. 2, your body is starting to wake up all the way. And 1, all the way up, awake and aware, feeling refreshed, relaxed, and desperate. Remember that your safe word is release me. And when you say the words release me, you will be released from this post-hypnotic suggestion. Enjoy.